This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Every weekday, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, presented by Premier Insurance Group, it's Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, Shannon Sebastian with your Q. So, am I Q?
No, I keep telling you we need to change the intro to the show, and you're like, no.
No, I'd rather be Q. That's kind of like, sounds like your sidekick. Shannon, along with her sidekick, Q.
Well, I always call you the partner in crime. So, officially, everybody, welcome to another episode of Your Q, where, as always, we're celebrating, uplifting, and educating about all things amazing and awesome about Douglas County.
That was good.
You are, you really I've done it off. Like, what, 3 years now?
I was a little worried because you've been Shannon's a little under the weather today, so
I
think
have.
She was just sleeping in her office getting ready for the show.
Well, I have my heater on, and it gets a little hot in there, as you always come in and
complain
about.
A little hot.
Hey, so
people,
it's like a sauna.
I open the door to her office, and it literally blows my hair back and looks like I have an afro.
Oh, stop.
Stop.
It's,
hey,
I'm not cold. Let's put it that way.
Well, you know, it's fun. On the way here, I was listening to K Queen on the radio, and they had the news on. I was really, really impressed. So, today was a Christmas tree lighting at the White House.
Oh,
and our president did a countdown, and he made it all the way from 3 to 1 without any mistakes.
Oh gosh,
it was amazing.
Oh. There's a place for people like you. It's called Not on the Radio.
Well, I didn't tell you the joke I heard earlier.
I'm sure.
I was saying, I think this might be skirting the FCC line. Oh. So it's like, we'll do it on our last show ever. I'll save it for our last show ever.
There you go. Pull it out. We'll go out with a bang. Well, I'm excited for today. It's going to be a fun show.
I'm not sure about this. I'm really, this could be total chaos.
I kind of like chaos right now.
Look at them. We got young gentlemen, and they're already starting to get squirmy.
You know, they actually are all trying to be on their best behavior, like they just got called
but they're
to
trying.
The principal's office or something, and it's like, yeah. I didn't do it.
They're trying, but they can't. It's like, all right, we got to do something bad. Can you let me know who's here?
Yeah, let's tell everybody who's here.
All right.
We got a room full.
We do.
So
it's starting to get a little toasty in here already.
Yeah, we're good.
So
okay. So
who are these fine young men?
And parental units. So we have Ashley Sanders and her son Easton Sanders with us. Welcome. And Brittany Marino with Keegan and Parker Marino, and then we have Nicholas Tillett, and they are with.
A band?
The Sutherland Bulldogs baseball team.
Oh.
Yeah, for the littles. Not littles like
ouch,
that. You know
hurt.
What I
that
mean.
That wasn't right.
You know, not the high school kids yet. They'll get there quick
the
enough.
Young men.
Yes, young men. So Ashley is the club director for the program. So, Ashley, I'm going to have you step in here. And
you know what that means?
She works
for nothing.
That
means she forgot to show up that night.
Yeah.
Automatically designated as that person, right?
Yeah. So she's the write-in. It's like, oh, Ashley's not here. She's 5 minutes
absolutely.
Late. We're nailing her. She's it. So congratulations on that.
Yeah, thanks.
And welcome. And guys, welcome. We're glad to have you here. So we're going to ask you some questions.
Well, I'm kind of withholding my vote. I'm going to see how they're going to be.
Okay.
Because I know how I was at that age. It was not good.
Yeah, they're not you. They're going to be well-behaved. They're doing a great job. So, Ashley, tell us a little bit about, I know we're here today because of a fundraiser and an awesome opportunity you guys have. So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So we are a new nonprofit 501c3 youth sports program. And really our primary focus is for baseball in Sutherland. And we're called the Sutherland Junior Bulldogs. And really how this came about was our community, just like so many of the communities around the area, are struggling with field space for the kids to play their sports. And we realized after our last season that in 2024, we might not have a field to practice on or to host games if we didn't do something. And so a bunch of us parents got together, and the kids have been working hard as well, and decided to form a nonprofit to get the community to help support us so that we could raise funds to fix an old, kind of abandoned, unusable baseball field in Sutherland. The field has been a swamp till mid-July, usually. We can't even use it for summer baseball. It has some drainage issues. And so we needed to raise funds to fix the drainage issues. The field has no dugouts, so we have to build dugouts and get storage for the boys' equipment. And that's what started this all.
That's a big undertaking.
Build it and they will come. Yeah, field of dreams, huh?
There you go. There you go. Now, this will be, the boys are a travel team, right? They'll travel and do tournaments, or will you have a league that, or other teams in Sutherland that will play?
So what we're doing this season originally is we're going to be part of the Cal Ripken, but we're going to be an outlying team. Instead of signing up through Cal Ripken in Roseburg, we will sign up as a team already made. So we've already done tryouts for them, and they have a team put together. And we'll play the other teams throughout the county. And then when the regular season ends, if we have enough interest and want to continue, which I believe we do, we will take them to some tournaments on the coastline and kind of near us.
Wow. Right. Well, that's great.
I know. You know, I was always happy my kids never got in baseball because, man, that takes committed parents to blow up your whole summer. You know, and the baseball is, you know, it's America's pastime, but it's exploding even more and more. And so it's important that we get the facilities for these kids because it is a horrible situation out there. So where is that field in Sutherland? Do you have a spot?
Yeah, so the field is actually on the school district's property. It's behind the school district office, and it runs along Umatilla Street there in Sutherland. And it used to be a usable baseball field, but in recent years, they put in a soccer field down there, and when they did that, it messed up the baseball side of it. So when we get that fixed, it will be a field that can be baseball and soccer for the kids.
So are you getting any assistance from the school district?
We are getting permission to raise the funds and do the work.
Well, that's sure nice of them. So will this be exclusively used for baseball then?
Yes, the baseball part shouldn't interfere at all with the soccer part that's down there. So I believe the size of the field will be able to accommodate all different age groups of baseball. And I believe even maybe some younger softball plays on a field similar to that size.
Good.
Well, so what do you guys have like a dollar amount? I know you've had to do some estimates on what maybe the cost would be for the dugouts and for the drainage. And it sounds like you're blessed with some coaches that have some knowledge and skills in this. So that's great. But do you have a target goal for fundraising?
Our target goal, and it probably sounds pretty hefty, but we're shooting for $10,000. But that's just, we figured shoot for the moon and see what we get.
Well, $10,000 to revamp. Rehash a field, that's pretty darn inexpensive.
Yeah, so I think that's a very totally doable. Reasonable number. Yeah. So let's help them out.
Well, and the plan is to keep the upkeep on the field too, so that not only these boys get to use it, they'll get to use it for a couple of years, and then all the kids that are coming up in our community would continue to be able to use it. So our rec program, our local program could use it, or if we have travel teams, they could use it as well.
So how do people help?
Well, we have a website that accepts donations through our website. That site is aau-juniorbulldogs.rsportz.com.
And nobody has to memorize that because Shannon will post that on ours.
I'll put the links on when we post.
Because
the
I forgot what
tomorrow.
It was already.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
I saw it on the paper and I'm like, "Woo, they're not going to remember that when we tell them on the radio." So
right. And we do have an email if people have questions or want to reach out, juniorbulldogs@outlook.com, and they're more than welcome to reach out that way as well.
So, I mean, obviously you would like the fun sooner than later, and we know it's that time, but how long do you have a campaign deadline or a time frame you'd like this? Because you have some really cool stuff happening here with sponsorships.
Right. Well, baseball season for spring baseball, which is what we start out with, practices start in March. So ideally, we need to have the field done by March. So we're doing a hard push in December and January and kind of hoping to leave February for some of the manual labor to finish up the projects and have it ready for the kids come March.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, here we are staring at Christmas. March isn't that far away. So,
ridiculous.
People don't think baseball, but these poor kids, you know, they're going to need something. And these kids are working year round. So we need to inspire some motivation and help them out here.
Yeah. 100%. So, you know what? I don't even know what you're doing over there.
Can we get a kid on here? I want to hear one.
I do. I
men.
Told him on the second half we would talk to him. But
I'm so sorry, people. So, I'm worse than these guys here. I was like, I'm
I know.
Go.
He's talking about these guys being squirmy, and he's over here dancing in his squirming. Chair, right, ladies? Like, can I get a witness?
Yes, he is.
God. Okay, so I'm going to ask a question then, real quick. So let's see. We got Nicholas here, right? Nicholas, come on up.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. So you're going to speak nice and loud in here. So, Nicholas, how long have you been playing baseball?
I started about when I was 4 or 5, I think, and I'm now 10, so about 5 or 4 years.
Or a little longer. Yeah. So what position is your favorite?
Well, for me, I like shortstop.
Ooh, that's awesome.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's a lot
you must
of responsibility.
Be pretty good, huh? Mm-hmm. We can't hear nods on the radio.
No. Well, yes, I'm pretty good.
And so are you excited about this new field? Are you out there helping work too? Or are you going to be out there?
I just got off of a broken collarbone, so.
Oh, my goodness.
So I got it out of my sling.
Okay, so that's a good pass. That's a good excuse, the doctor's note. And so are you excited to heal up and get to play next year?
Yeah.
Yes. So how about you tell the people out there you would really appreciate them supporting your team?
Please appreciate your team.
There you go.
Donate, please.
So okay. Like a man of few words. My wife's saying, gosh, why can't you be more like him? Sorry, hon. Very good job.
Very good job. Thank you. Okay, guys, we're going to get the next little group here right after a break. So we're going to be back with more of your cue in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back. And we are live here with the Sutherland Junior Bulldog team, and they're raising money for field improvements, dugouts, and to help with their season. So when we left, we talked to Nicholas, and we got a couple more kiddos we want to talk to and let them tell us a little bit about themselves. So, Easton Sanders, welcome.
Hi.
Hello. Okay, so I'm going to have some of the same questions. How long have you been playing baseball?
Around 5 to 6 years.
5 to 6 years. And what's your favorite position to play?
Catcher.
Oh, kid after my own heart. That's what my middle one did, was catcher. So, that's kind of you're in every play. Right?
Yep.
That's action. Exactly. Lots of action. So are you excited for this upcoming season?
Yes, very.
Very. Okay. So we should really try to appeal to everybody that they should help donate and get you kids out on this new field and get you the dugout you need, right?
Right, yeah.
So do you want to say anything to them, how much you'd appreciate it or grateful you are?
I would really appreciate it if you come and help donate.
Very good. Very good job. Thank you very much.
Yeah, how can you resist that, folks?
I know, right?
And don't worry, we're going to, if you're just joining us, we're going to go circle back. So we're going to let you know how you can support these
young
men. Yeah,
how you can do it. Who do we got next? We got Keegan. All right, Keegan Marino. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. So, same question. How long have you been playing?
About 4 to 5 years.
45 years?
Four to five. Poor kid. And what's your favorite position to play?
First base.
First base? Boy, you guys are all in the infield so far.
Who's the big hitter on the team? Yeah. We got a hand up. We'll get
to
him in a little
bit.
Okay,
that's Big Brother. We're going to call him out on that in a little bit here. Okay, and so are you excited for this upcoming season as well?
Yes.
And let's hear your sales pitch. Tell everybody they should help donate to your cause.
You guys should donate to the baseball team because I'm really excited to play baseball this year.
There you go. That's a good reason.
And he's wearing a Raiders cap, and I will not hold that against him. There we go.
Oh, Big Brother's giving grief.
Who's Steelers fans in here?
Okay.
Oh, the kids don't know nothing. Forget it. Let's go find a soccer team to support. No, just kidding. Our listeners know I would never support a soccer team. But,
no. Keegan, goodness.
You know, and I wish you guys could see these young men because, it's, you know, you could just tell – when you have quality gentlemen, you know, they're very respectful and they're not full of earrings, they're not full of, you know, have long hair past their ears. And that's what they do for sports. You know, sports gives back to these kids, keeps them active and gives them that fellowship and peer work. So it's critical that we help these kids play baseball this spring. So who's our next victim?
Oh, victims. Okay, poor Parker. All right, Parker, step on up. So we have Parker Marino. Welcome.
Hi.
And tell
us. You know, folks, hold on real quick. Shit. People, you won't believe. He has not stopped talking since he came in the studio.
Oh, brother.
Got to the mic. Now, hi. All right. Come on, Parker. So you're the hitter on the team.
Yeah.
And what's your favorite position to play?
Pitcher.
Pitcher. So we've got the whole infield covered here. Well, we need a second and third baseman, but I have a few feelings. Some of these are utility players who can move around just from the way they're carrying themselves. They got some swagger. So
so you're the pitcher and the hitter. Well, who's that like that? Oh, Tommy? Is that who that is?
Yeah.
I don't do baseball. But,
that was really good. Actually, I'm super proud of you, and if I had a gold star, I'd give it to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, to me, there's football and everything else. But do you play football?
Yeah.
God, I knew I liked him. He's a big kid.
So
I can't imagine pitching to him. He must be slug it. He's a strong looking.
Yeah, he's a strong kid. So
you hit home runs?
No.
Not yet. You always say not yet.
Not yet.
There we go.
Not yet.
We're coaching you. Because Nicholas, I asked in the commercial break how he broke his collarbone, and his was soccer. So I think we have some multiple sport athletes going on in this room, and these kids are busy year-round. Yep, Keegan and football. And so, yeah. Easton, do you play another sport? What do you play?
Basketball and football.
Good. See, man. So they're all just playing sports.
So can you give a good pitch on why people should donate to help this field?
We're all here looking forward to play. We're all looking forward to play on this baseball team, and I'd really appreciate it if you guys could help make the field better.
Oh,
that was good.
Okay,
that was good. Sign me up.
We're kind of hooked up.
I got the donation slip right here. All right, sign us up for that grand slam. We're gonna do $500 to these kids.
So. Well, great job.
You sold
kiddos.
Me, guys. I can't resist you.
You sold him. So I'm hoping it's going well, and I'm excited that it's going well, and And I hope you guys are really successful with this. So I'm going to circle back to the moms here now for a second, because I want to make sure that you guys are able to get out what you're offering for sponsorships and, again, how people can jump on board and support the boys.
So with our sponsorship, obviously, no amount's too little or too much. We do have some options, though. So we do have a grand slam that if anybody donates $500 or above, they would be considered a grand slam sponsor. We plan to make banners with the business's names on them that will line Umatilla Street, the fence that goes along Umatilla, as well as a banner that when we go to away games, your name will be on that banner and go to the away games with us, and we will hang that banner proudly on our dugouts to show what sponsors helped us get there. We do also have a home run, which is $300 or above, a triple, which is $150 or above. We have a double for $75 or a single, which is any amount. Like I said, no amount's too little.
You know, I was just thinking, if you have a baseball fan in your life, what a great gift this Christmas, you know, to memorialize them and make a donation on their behalf to the baseball program. You know, I think that would be a great idea. So if you've got that guy like me that nobody can shop for, that would be a great gift. You know, support kids with that extra $25.
Yeah, people buy stars and stuff.
Yeah. So
at least you can go look at the banner.
Yeah, absolutely. So
daily.
And again, how can we participate in this fundraising event?
So again, we can accept donations on our website, and we're going to have that posted for you guys.
Yep.
As well. We also actually, and I forgot to mention earlier, have a Facebook page.
Oh.
So you can follow us on Facebook under the Junior Bulldogs, Sutherland Junior Bulldogs, and reach out to us that way. And our email, juniorbulldogs@outlook.com as well.
And I encourage everybody, get on that Facebook. I wish you guys could see these young men, because, you see what your money's going for, and there's absolutely no better cause, you know.
You know what I was going to say? Something you said that you feel like baseball is really growing or gaining ground or whatever these days. And I saw a study, this was years ago, that said when our country struggles and, like, we are looking for something to inspire with or whatever like that, that a lot of times people will turn to, they'll pick a sport or a team and they will really support it in honor of, like, their patriotism. It's their way of, like, saying, no, we're still going to come on. So it is a really patriotic act that baseball, it's American.
Absolutely.
Apple pie, it's all of it. Bam, that's happening.
Yeah, you know, and so that's why it's important that we support these kids, because, you know, without fields, they don't play.
Right.
Because of the growth, there is so many, teams out there playing. I mean, because we have the ladies softball teams out there, it's a big demand for these facilities. And I think it's awesome that the city or the school district stepped up and a lot of them on this property. And the Lord's blessed them with people who have helped out with equipment and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so $10,000 to give kids a place to play for years, I mean, the return on that investment is going to be huge. These kids aren't going to be get in trouble. So, somebody left their cell phone on.
Oh, that happens to us every time.
It's normally me, so I like to skewer people. So you know, when we think of our best and our brightest, many times it's because of organized sports. So check out our Facebook page. We'll have a link to this, to their page, and check out their Facebook page so you can see the pictures of these guys in action out there doing what they need to do.
Well, I truthfully don't think your $10,000 is out of line, and I hope you guys blow right past that. And I'm not looking at her on purpose for this. So, Parker and Keegan, I want you to know that I'm going to donate $500 myself to you guys, and I'm going to do it in honor of Owen.
Dumb. So, there you go.
Kay.
See? There's a memoriam. So what a great way that you could honor someone else by, contributing to make sure that these kids, not just these kids, but decades, of kids to come have a place to play. And
yeah.
You know, this is one of those things when you give that $50, You won't know what your reward is, but one day the Lord's going to let you know.
I already felt it. So, I know. I just
she stole
it.
Hugs.
Yep.
I know hugs,
the boys hugged me. They're so sweet. I gave them hugs. So I just hope. So that's $1,000 in this room today for these kids. So I hope that you guys are on your way and people step up and take our challenge. Step up for these boys. And so we're going to let you say thank you to everybody and encourage them to donate one more time. All right, boys.
Hit it.
Thank you
so much.
Yep, and we're going to encourage him to donate.
And can you say, show me the money?
Show me the money.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it, you guys.
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate helping get the word out there. And these boys and the rest of their teammates and our community are going to appreciate it and remember it for years to come.
I'm sure of it. You're going to build it, and people are going to come.
It's going to be fun. One day we're going to say, oh, that guy that man in sports page, I remember when he was on our radio show. Now he's playing for the Yankees.
Hey, yeah, I want an autograph. On that poster, I want all their autographs. All right. Well, it's about time for us to go to the local business buzz here in a minute. So,
all right.
You guys were very well behaved. Really appreciate it. So we're going to go to break now, and we'll be back with the local business buzz and the guys from Pacific Air Comfort here on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to your Q here, sponsored by Premier Insurance. I haven't said that yet today.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, that segment was fun. A little chaotic. Anytime you have kids, it's a little... but it was controlled chaos because they were absolutely well-behaved young men.
So well-behaved and so deserving of... anything that anybody donates to them. Well, it's local business buzz time, which we know our friends down in Umpqua Survival sponsor each week for us.
And the big guy.
And with Carlos down there, the big guy. So today on the show, we have James Kyle, who is with Pacific Air Comfort. Welcome.
Hello, hello.
Hello. And so, James, Pacific Air Comfort, tell us a little bit about it. Just the... history of the company.
So Pacific Air Comfort is one of the original HVAC companies in Douglas County. That's kind of where it started. And I'm going to say that we're 43 years old now.
Wow.
I think I'm getting that right, 43.
That's not that old. That's not that old.
No, that's young. And so started in Roseburg and then branched out. Now we have three locations, one in Roseburg, one in Coquille, where we dispatch for Coos Bay and North Bend and all the way down to Port Orford and, you know, up to Reedsport. And then another location in Springfield, so for the Eugene Springfield area, so... we've got
started
quite
in Roseburg and branching out.
Quite a bit of territory, yeah, yeah. Tom Gogol started the company. I don't know if he started the very original one or if he came in and it long before my time. Either way. And now Tom is living his best life in Arizona,
right?
enjoying the warm weather and having
not
a great time.
The heat.
And, and so now we are. There's a bunch of us now that are, you know, making it happen. So,
and so, what is your key position?
I am a residential salesperson. So I don't do any of the big commercial stuff. You know, big buildings. Like we do a ton of work in, you know, in all the places I just mentioned. But I'm primarily residential. So
you're the man our listeners will see primarily.
Oh, I'm the one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I spend my days, finding homes with no numbers. Hey, put numbers on your house, people.
Yeah. You know, they say that for emergency purposes, yeah, too. And if they're not going to do it for
it doesn't happen very often. But, you know, it's really cool because, you know, especially in places like Coos Bay and Roseburg that are, you know, have these historic homes and buildings, right, that in some cases they were built in 1910 or, you know, 1915. And you go into these places and they're very interesting. I've seen places that had, you know, old wood furnaces that were, you know, the size of an actual tank that they were in the basement. And there was a chain that ran up to the living room so the person sitting in the recliner could pull the chain and open the damper and make the wood fire hotter. I mean, that was 1910 technology.
Pretty ingenious, I mean, when you look back.
Yeah, yeah.
A little scary today.
Boilers and oil heaters and all kinds of stuff. So it's fun, yeah, from the perspective that I get to see a lot of different types of homes, every mm-hmm. kind, from manufactured homes to stick-built homes. And every one of them, I think my favorite part about it is that every one of them is a puzzle. It's a new, every day. You do not know what box of chocolates you're going to open up when you get to somebody's house. And so that's the fun part for mm-hmm. a lot of us.
Well, it is. I mean, that would be kind of, can you imagine, you know, a home built in 1900 and trying to fit a modern appliance into it? And it would be challenging.
Yeah.
Well, and a lot of them don't have ductwork. So then you're like, you have to do some of that or a different system or... I mean, mm-hmm. you guys have so many options these days.
It's been a journey so far. You know, I'm still pretty new. I'm just a couple years plus, you know, old in HVAC. And the technical information and, you know, calculation of people's homes and everything that you have to look at and understand in order to do it right, mm-hmm. in order to put the right equipment in there and set our installers up for a good install.
So
it's a lot, but
I can imagine
it's fun.
So right now, I mean, right now as we're making that transition, we've had 4 days in the 20s. What would be your first piece of good advice to our listeners of something they should be doing or something that should be done mm-hmm. before we get into full warp winter?
Well, I mean, try to discover when your last maintenance was performed. Yeah, try to, you know, get into your last maintenance record. When was it maintained last? And, you know, typically if you're getting it done, you know, once or twice a year, you're in great shape. It depends on the house. You know, sometimes you'll be on a dirt road and there's a ton of dust and other factors and things that could require you to get a maintenance maybe twice a year.
So if our listeners are saying maintenance, they probably need to make a call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at the filters. Sometimes mm-hmm. the filters can be dirty. There can be different things that can interfere with the airflow and just, you know, put you in a position where now your 20-year-old heat pump that you've had is running really hard and it's starting to struggle. And then that's when, particularly with the older equipment, you know, this doesn't necessarily happen with the newer stuff, but you know, if your equipment is relatively old, you know, 15 years old-ish, mm-hmm. you know, you can't really put an exact number on it. But, you know, once it starts struggling and things, you know, need to be replaced, you know, sometimes you can be successful at replacing a part and giving it, you know, more legs. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes it's time to get a new one. And that's usually when they send me out and I'll go and take a look at the home and everything in it to see what kind of heat pump or air conditioner or furnace we need.
So, you know, we all see that filter up in our ceilings, you know, is there, and we know that we should replace that a couple mm-hmm. times a year. Mm-hmm. Is there more that needs to be done in the maintenance and upkeep of a system that, you know, in the furnace unit or in the heat pump unit? I don't know.
If there was more that needed to be done, the service tech would tell you.
Yeah.
So they'll go out there and do the things that need to be done, you know, cleaning, filter, making sure things are balanced and optimized and all of that. But if there's something else going on, they're going to be able to spot that. So I would say that.
So it is really important to have a technician there. It's not just a matter of change the filter and we're ready to go.
No, you know, sometimes if you have a new system and you want to clean your filter out, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, but older systems.
Yeah, I would pay extra attention to the older ones because typically, you know, the other thing to remember is with the old systems, whether you have an AC unit or an HVAC system, it's going to be running on, you know, possibly the older refrigerant, which is the R22 refrigerant, which has kind of been sunsetted. They're not using it anymore. It's super expensive. The new heat pumps and air conditioners and coils that are coming out are running off of R410A, which is the new gas. You need less of it. It's, you know, better for the ozone and all those things. So that's what we've all gone to. So if you look at an old system and it has the old refrigerant in it, just hope that it never leaks because that's when it's, you know, probably time for
an upgrade,
a new system. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I asked this before we came on the air because I was curious if, say, people maybe purchased a home and they don't know who the original installer was for that, but you guys are willing to come out and let them know if you'll do the maintenance on it and take care of it or if they give you a call.
Well, we're always happy to look, but it's important to try to find out if it is relatively new. You know, maybe the company who sold it to you is, you know, can still cover you with a warranty or, you know, something, you know, 5-year, 10-year warranty. Everybody's got different setups for that. So if you're still covered, that's good to know. You know, you wouldn't have to pay us to come out and look at something that was covered by the company that installed it. So, but if not, if you don't know, or it's been a while since it was installed, then yeah, we'd love to send someone out to, you know, to do a diagnostic. You know, the diagnostic, there is a charge for that, but for if you're ready for a new system and somebody like me came out, we've got 3 salespeople that do residential. If any of us came out, then, you know, that's at no charge. We're looking at everything you have in the attic, under the house.
No, thank you.
In the ductwork.
Digging all through it.
We have crawl suits that we put on that we can go under with, and you know, yeah, it's find dirty sometimes, but yeah. Good to know. It's good to know. You know.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's valuable information. It's just dollars. Not information anybody's ever getting from me. Like crawl
absolutely.
Space underneath? No.
I ain't doing it. So if somebody needs to get a replacement, so how long does it take to get a quote? A proposal.
So I used to be a little faster, but now with all the rebates that are happening right now, you know, there's more homework to do. So,
rebates.
So I'll give you the short answer to that question here in a second. But so typically it can be, you know, it could be 2 to 3 days. We've got one salesperson. His name's Don. He's been doing this for like 30 something years. We call him Rain Man because, I mean, he literally, he knows all the numbers. Like, he can just tell you off the top of his head.
Yeah.
You know, that's an MXS1305. It's like, okay, Don, whatever. The rest of us have to look that up. So
we're still learning.
On average, it takes us a couple of days. You know, if it's super simple, like you just want to put a single head ductless or something like that in, we can be faster. But still, if there are incentives available through Energy Trust of Oregon or Pacific Power, or even the Department of Energy, we're spending our time digging through that stuff and seeing if we want to save you as much money as we can because,
yeah,
you know, everybody
excellent.
Wins if we can do that. But it does take a little longer. So short answer, 2 days to maybe 4.
Okay. So there is money available through Energy Trust right now because I know those systems work. Once it's gone, it's gone. The rebate, some of those funds. So it's a good time to make that phone call to take advantage of these rebates and things.
Yes. So a lot of the rebates with Energy Trust of Oregon for residential, manufactured homes, rentals, stick-built houses, if you have Pacific Power or Avista Utilities, if you're running natural gas, then you're going to plug right into Energy Trust of Oregon. And their rebates, their incentives, rather, have gone up since October 2nd.
Oh, so fairly new.
Sweet.
Last month.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Awesome.
And they jumped from, some of them went from $500 to $1,500. I mean, there's thousands of dollars in incentives now that were not available a month and a half ago.
Maybe make it more affordable or something.
So, I mean, it's a great thing to ask about. Hey, I'm with Pacific Power. I have a stick-built home, or I have a rental or whatever, if I, you know, if I'm installing a gas furnace as my primary heat source, what kind of gas programs do I have?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, they're significant.
Well, and if you're going to maybe thinking, or, you know, it might be last a year, maybe it's time to do it with this money available. So it's a good time. So,
well, it's already time for a break.
Well, that flew by.
We're going to be right back with more of your cue and the local business buzz sponsored by Amcor Survival in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back, everybody. Shannon and Alan here with your cue, and we have James Kyle with Pacific Air Comfort in here for the local business buzz. So we want to go ahead and give you a chance to tell us a little bit more about the incentives.
We like the free money.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. So, Energy Trust of Oregon is looking to provide incentives and rebates in all different kinds of areas. But for us, you know, HVAC obviously is the one that we're looking at for folks that are wanting to transition from forced electric heat, baseboard heat, all the things that are make the dials on your meter spin
crazy
out of control.
Yes.
And it's, you know, we're bringing them down to high-efficiency heat pumps and high-efficiency systems if they're using gas with a new coil and maybe an AC unit for, you know, August 15th when it's warm outside, right? And doing those things with a reduced pull on, you know, energy. So
win-win. We save cash, they save juice.
That's it. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, and you can kind of calculate when you're looking at, you know, Pacific Power, they do have a monthly report that you can look at, and it'll show your usage, like when your heaters are running or when your forced air furnace is running. And, you know, what does that cost? And then you can look at, you know, what a heat pump can actually save you. And over time, you know, you can look at that and it will pay for itself.
Well, and it's interesting because I just got my email yesterday. You can go in and sign up for an email and they'll send you an email saying, this is what you used and this is the appliances that use it. I don't know how they do it. The juice must track whether it's a blender or a TV or a stove, but they send it out.
It's
really interesting.
It's incredible. They really can dial it in and see when you're, you know, kind of what your habits are and, you know, what lights you're leaving on and all the things. Right. So anyway, Energy Trust of Oregon has some great incentives going on right now. If you're in a manufactured home, there is a manufactured home program right now. If you're in Douglas County, Pacific, it doesn't have to be Douglas County. You can be in Coos County. But if you have a manufactured home, there's a manufactured home program for $4,000 off of a heat pump.
Holy smokes.
That's great.
Yeah, it's incredible. And that one went up a while ago. A lot of these incentives have gone up just since October 2nd. So what was a $500 incentive is now $1,000 or $1,500. For stick-built homes, they're, you know, $3,500 off of a heat pump. For ductless units, it ranges. There's a program called Savings Within Reach that it's income based. So if you make a certain amount or less, you qualify, the incentives get bigger. And we
take that
off the front end. We don't make you chase the money. We just take it off the front end, and then we deal with energy. We do all your paperwork.
So if they want more information on this, they can contact you guys?
Yeah. So give us a call at our office number. It's the best way to do it. I told Don I was just going to give everybody my number, but he didn't like that. So
didn't
here it is.
That.
The number is 541-672-9510. And you can also just go to pacificaircomfort.com, go to our website. We have contact information there. If you're in Roseburg and you want to swing by and chat with us, that would be great. We're on D Street, and we're right between the Jersey Lily and – Fitness first.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect.
Have a beer, talk some heat pump, go work
Frog burger at lunch and work it off after work. Exactly.
So,
thank you. Thank you for all that information.
You're
very welcome. It's
valuable. I hope that was good enough.
Yeah. Jim, thank you so much for coming today and joining us and getting that out. I think those incentives are important.
Critical.
And I have to once again get to tell Alan that we have a gentleman winner.
There we go, folks. We are on a tear. We were like seven or eight ladies in a row, so this makes our third.
Yeah, I think so. And I already called and told him earlier that we were going to be announcing it today on the radio, and he was very surprised and excited. So congratulations to Hayden Osborne for the $25 gift certificate to Umpqua Survival.
And Hayden, way to step up for the men, folks.
Yep, way to represent.
You the man.
Alan's thrilled. I also wanted to let everybody know out at Umpqua Survival, they do have their barrel out there for a toy donation.
Yes.
For the Toys for Tots. So, and I know there's multiple ones around town. Oregon Community Credit Union has some. So, if you have any interest in donating some new toys, please go out and do that. And they also have stocking stuffers and all kinds of goodies out there.
Absolutely. They have tons of gifts. So it's a great place for those who are hard to find. Yeah. And then I would also ask, the Reader's Choice. They really work their tail off and
they deserve it.
So take a moment and you skip voting all the other category. You don't have to vote for Premier Insurance. You don't have to vote for me. But vote for Umpqua Survival. They deserve it for everything that they do for our community and for us here to bring you the local business buzz.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's it. That was kind of a fast show.
Hey, can I just say that I love Umpqua Survival, by the way?
Yeah.
So those guys, they have taken such good care of me when they had a product that I needed and I couldn't find it anywhere on the planet. And they said, well, we don't have it either, but give us your name and number. And when we get it, we'll call you. And they did.
Yeah, they're amazing. So
they're great.
Well, thank you, Shannon.
It's that time.
Wow, I can't believe it's time already.
Time already.
Hey.
All right, you know what to do, Douglas County. Be kind.
And God bless you all.
Until next time.